This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Federal authorities are charging a Florida man in the mailing of package bombs to 14 prominent Democrats and others. AP's Ed Donahue has details of his arrest from Florida.
Thomas Fiore saw police vehicles outside an AutoZone store and a flashbang went off.
I saw law enforcement literally come out of every single angle. And, it appeared that they arrested him without incident.
Fiore says he didn't hear of anybody being injured. As for the suspect, Cesar Sayoc.
He actually had a look on his face from what I saw of him, more of like just a, okay, they got me.
He doesn't remember ever seeing Sayoc before.
I just know that they took him down at the AutoZone.
In the parking lot, there was a white van that police towed away. It had stickers of President Trump, American flags, and what appeared to be logos of the Republican National Committee and CNN. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, President Trump took another dig at the media on Friday as he spoke about the arrest of the pipe bomb suspect. Speaking at a campaign rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, Trump said that he would do all he can to stop political violence and would not tolerate it. But then he accused the media of constant unfair coverage and trying to attack the incredible Americans who support our movement.
We have seen an effort by the media in recent hours to use the sinister actions of one individual to score political points against me and the Republican Party.
The president was in Charlotte campaigning for Republican candidates ahead of the hotly contested November 6th U.S. congressional elections. Republicans are trying to hang on to control of the House of Representatives and the Senate in that vote. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Special Envoy for Syria has urged the international community to seize the political momentum offered by several upcoming meetings to move toward ending the Syrian civil war and beginning the transition to peace. Stefan de Mistura told members of the UN Security Council Friday that there is, in my opinion, still a clear window of opportunity that needs to be urgently seized. De Mistura's comments come ahead of his briefing to a summit Saturday in Istanbul of the leaders of Turkey, France, Germany, and Russia. They also come as the Syrian government has signaled a desire to see the United Nations less involved in the country's transition. The Trump administration is reported to be considering a new executive order aimed at blocking asylum seekers and immigrants from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
A U.S. official says Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis has signed paperwork accepting the Homeland Security Department's request that the military help at the border. The official says Mattis's order that staffers begin working out details of a deployment that could number 800 or more troops, with an intent of having them in place to help the Border Patrol in the next several days. Active duty forces rarely are sent to the southern border. This deployment's expected to provide help with air and land transportation, plus engineering, medical care, and other specialized support. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The UN Children's Fund reports an estimated 2,300 children are in Mexico, traveling with that migrant caravan making its way towards the United States. As Lisa Schlein reports, UNICEF says the children are suffering extreme hardships because of the heat, lack of services, and multiple dangers.
UNICEF says the temperature in southern Mexico is dangerously hot. Many children are ill, others are suffering from dehydration and trauma, and all lack access to essential services, including health care, clean water and sanitation, and shelter. In addition, UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says the children, regardless of their migration status, are guaranteed certain protection rights under international law.
That means that it's essential that all children and families are able to apply for asylum and that they are able to have their international protection rights addressed before any decision on returns or deportations are made.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is asking Congress to support more infrastructure, manpower, and technology as the Trump administration looks to build a border wall system along the southern border. Nielsen made the comments during a visit to Southern California, where she toured the first completed section of President Trump's border wall. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.